Welcome to River Takes Radio Show, an initiative of Her Excellency Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Yeson Wike, wife of the Governor of Rivers State. Amechi Kelechi Justin is my name, your anchor for today's episode. River Takes is a social re-engineering initiative with the potential of bringing about attitudinal change in young people and empowering them with life-changing values, ideas, and skills that will enable them achieve their aspirations and become effective and better people in society. Sit back and let's take a message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Yeson Wike, the wife of the Governor of Rivers State.
Dear people of Rivers State, I bring you warm greetings today as this special radio program called River Takes on Radio begins to gather momentum. As the wife of His Excellency Governor Nyesom Ezenwa-Wike, CON, it is my duty to play the role of a caring mother to all our children and teeming youths to ensure that they embrace tested and proven footprints of success and leadership. This certainly will guarantee a great future for them and for our dear state. River Takes on Radio is my idea of challenging our children and young people as well as adults to remember that great success in life comes from the multiplication of little everyday achievements compounding into a huge and remarkable landmark accomplishment. These everyday successes can also be achieved through a high sense of responsibility and discipline. Leaders, like trees, do not just suddenly emerge. They are planted, watered, and nurtured to fruition. Both my husband, His Excellency Governor Nyesom Ezenwa-Wike, and myself are products of public schools, all situated here in River State, as well as many other notable people in this state, and I dare say that we didn't turn out badly at all. There is therefore hope for all Rivers children, whether or not they are students of public or private schools. Determination to succeed on the goals you have set for yourself is key. Excuses are merely energy sapping. It is said that gold medals are not really made of gold, but of sweat, determination, and perseverance. Through River Takes on Radio, we will learn great etiquette, sound manners in all areas of life, success habits and thinking patterns that nurture and build up leadership potentials in our children and youths. Today, we will have the pleasure of listening to Mr. Amechi Kelechi Justin, who holds a master's degree in industrial sociology and personnel management. He is the founder of Development Spectrum Initiative, a not-for-profit organization, and is also a consulting and implementing partner to international and local development agencies, including the United States State Department. Notwithstanding these serious discussions we'll be having on River Takes on Radio, we have endeavored to make the program quite interesting and entertaining with the addition of phone-in sessions and jingles to drive salient points home. In due course, dramas, guest interviews especially of children achievers who have successfully applied the principles of self-motivation and many more will be featured on this program. There will be competitions, recognitions, and rewards from time to time. I urge you always to keep a date with River Takes on Radio and send us feedback as you gain knowledge and put to practice what you are learning. God bless and keep you all, and God bless River State.
Una mamanda, papa. Confesso. Una ide una picking body so. Make una not just the sidon luko. I don't burn am finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl picking lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out to go marry, now you and mama, now ain't husband, then go the cause. If your picking begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big pass am. So cause fully mount. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, as he has oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your picking they do. When I hear?
Now take I come out where your picking they home. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do now your own. Oh. If he bad now you make him so. Now take I come out where your picking they home. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do now your own. Oh. Ah, if
feel bad, now you make them so.
Welcome back to the second segment of our show. The idea is for us to focus on young people in our society. You may want to ask, why young people? Young folks account for over 60% of our population. They are the engine and wheels of every great nation. In them is the wealth of the nation as leaders of the future. However, when left unattended, they become drivers of conflict, agents of destabilization, and albatross of the same nation. Without equivocation, we have a crisis of disorder in our hands to deal with. And dealing with this crisis is no mean task. It requires our collective will and action to reclaim our young people, our homes, families, and communities. When talking about changing attitudes, we are actually talking about changing behaviors and practices that are inimical to self and society at large. As humans, we are generally reluctant to change. We like things the way they are or the status quo, but are often driven by greed, crisis, embarrassment, our goals, dreams, and ambitions, our loved ones, ego, and necessity, rather than what is in it for humanity. Going forward, our talk will focus on a spectrum of core values that enhance personal development and the building of a better society, as encapsulated in Rivetic's slogan, Better People, Better Society. Building better people and a better society will be demanding, but it is not insurmountable. Rivetic is taking the bold step at reorientating our young people and letting them know that a lot depends on them and the different roles they play in our society as active citizens and participants. Attitude is everything, like they say. Your attitude determines your altitude. In other words, and in very simple and clear terms, you can only fly as high as your attitude in your endeavors. For example, in your neighborhood, many people could be engaged in beans cake or frying of akara, as we say it in our local parlance. But there is always one that gets the most customers, even when their product is not the best. Why do you think this happens? If you are sincere and dispassionate in your response, you would have noticed that that exceptional one is more than a business, but a caregiver. He or she respects the customer, smiles, and seeks after their well-being. I don't think that there is any successful individual that is not compassionate. Let's go for a short break.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
One by one, that's how we're going to catch them. Una win say una no go make una life better. Bad, bad thing, naim una sabi. Your mate na professor for book. You na baba for thief. Why you, GBT, lie, lie. We know na. You. You think say they don't know you? Sit down there. One day, monkey go go market, you not go come back. Na life to live it at. All the one you sabi na quick, quick money. You don't begin drive a big motor. Big man don't come be that. I sorry for you. Go find better work. Nothing like good name, oh.
No play wayo, no make GBT. They know they rush life like that. No play wayo, no make GBT. They know they rush life like that. Quick money, they punch person, oh. Na life to live be that. Quick money, they punch person, oh. Na life to live be that. Nothing like good name, oh, my friend. Nothing like good name. Nothing like good name, oh, my friend. Nothing like good name. Nothing like good name, oh, sister. Oh. Nothing like good name. No play while you know me, GBT. They don't rush like that.
I'm glad to welcome you back to the third segment of this program. It'll be interesting to look at some core values that are life-transforming and stimulate peace, security, and prosperity in our society. Some of these core values are respect for parents, elders, and constituted authorities, dignity of labor, teamwork, personal development and education, culture of nonviolence, time management, cleanliness and orderliness, honesty and truthfulness, hospitality and respect for the views of others. We would make a serious attempt at shedding light on some of these core values so mentioned. Respect for elders, respect for parents, respect for constituted authorities. Respect has great importance in everyday life. As children, we are taught to respect our parents, elders, teachers, vulnerable persons, school rules, traffic laws, family, and culture. Other people's feelings and rights, our national anthem, flag, and constituted authorities. The truth and people's differing opinions. If you are active on social media, you would have noticed that when people disagree, they end up cussing, they end up insulting, they end up disrespecting one another. And this is not good for our society. This does not portray young people as respectful, as responsible, and as civilized. We ought to respect the views of others, even when we disagree with them. That's what makes us civilized and better people. We develop respect for decent people. People we consider exemplary, mentors, role models, and significant others. And lose respect for those we discover to be dodgy. This is very clear and simple. When somebody is dishonest, when somebody would say something and do not keep to their promises, it is always difficult to extend respect to them. It is not of your making, but it's because they've lost your trust. It's because they've behaved in an unacceptable and what we call uncivilized manner. To our mind, teaching respect is a primary duty of parents. Parents need to understand and realize that teaching their children by what they do and how they treat others is very important and key to raising responsible children. We are in very difficult times and we understand that the economy is biting, but that is not an excuse for us not to attend to our kids, to our young people. If we fail to attend to them, to know what their needs are, it becomes very easy for them to become tools of destruction, tools of destabilization in our society. Let's go for a short break.
Una mamá and papá, confeso. Una ay de una pikin body so. Make una not just decide on ruko, I don't burn and finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out to go marry, now you in mama, na ain't husband, then go the cause. If your pikin begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big person, so cause fully mount. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now in the cricket, when fire don't burn, finish then say, ah, see as a oil and fooling body. Put eye for the thing when you're picking the duo. When I hear?
Now take I come out when you're picking the home. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he could do now your own. If he bad, now you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking the home. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he could do now your own. Oh. If he bad, now you make him so.
Welcome back. Let's look at another core value, dignity of labor. Dignity of labor indicates that we respect all types of legitimate jobs and streams of income. We need to respect what people do for a living as long as it is legitimate. We need to place equal premium on the profession and vocations of others. With the growing problem of unemployment, young people need to learn new skills and engage in something meaningful. than remaining idle. When you engage in something meaningful, it might not be directly your chosen vocation, but that knowledge you acquire in learning those new skills could be useful someday. And for a fact, no knowledge could be said to be lost. And I say it again, and it is a fact that once you acquire knowledge, that knowledge would help you, if not now, but in the future. Let's go for a short break.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one.
Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people?
Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Don't run the other man down, don't wish him bad, no, no. There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. Remember, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Again, to buttress dignity and equality in labor, there is this popular airline advert where you have Lionel Messi of FC Barcelona, Kobe Bryant, formerly of LA Lakers, and the chef on the same flight, trying very hard to prove the superiority of their jobs to one another. When they had to switch roles, when they had to try to perform one another's job, one another's vocation, they all failed woefully. Kobe could not chop onions. Messi could not throw a basketball into the net. And the chef couldn't jog the ball. So, it goes to show you that each and every one's profession or vocation, chosen vocation, is as important and equal as the next person's. You could decide to be a lawyer. You could be a doctor. That does not make your profession superior to that of a teacher or to that of an accountant or to that of a pipeline welder. As long as what people do is legitimate, they work hard, they work smart to earn a living. It is our belief and it is our message that such vocations should be respected. When they all failed woefully and realized they couldn't perform one another's task, they stood in our way, shook hands in respect and appreciation of the individual's job. Let's go for a short break.
Look at your life. Hey, what do you want to make of it? There is dignity in labor. That's the kind of life that's worth living. Idleness breeds evil. There's plenty around to do, my friend. So work hard, really hard. That's the only way to live your life.
Welcome back. Again, let's examine another call value, personal development. Personal development covers activities that improve awareness and identity, develop talents and potential, build human capital and facilitate employability, enhance quality of life and contribute to the realization of dreams and aspiration. It might interest you to know that one of the brightest in the Nigerian legal profession, Afe Babalola, a senior advocate of Nigeria, SAN, is a product of personal development. And without reservation, I would say we are proud of his achievement. This is an individual who had no privileged life as a young person, who had little or no resources as a young person who could have just said, I don't have people to train me. The whole world is against me. I don't have resources to do it. But he motivated himself, knowing fully well that for him to become competitive in a world like ours, he needs to acquire skills and education for today and tomorrow. Afe Babalola SAN went through informal education, self-development, personal development, worked hard, bought books, studied assiduously, and wrote exams from his home. And today, he celebrated. So, we're sharing this message just to inspire young people, to let them know that nothing is impossible, that if their minds are made up about reaching their dreams, it is possible as long as you put your mind to it. For instance, personal development could also mean developing others. This could be through mentorship or coaching. When you develop others in your neighborhood, when you help a young boy in secondary school or higher institution, you know, do his assignment, teach them how to read, how to do their math and science, you are also engaged in personal development. You're also trying to lift the next person up. So it is not just about lifting yourself up, it's also about lifting others up. And that's what we're trying to do with RevEthics. We're trying to lift our young people up, give them opportunities through messaging, through this kind of radio talk, so that they get to understand that they are not alone. We feel what they feel. We understand their challenges, and we want to work with them to resolve and deal with those challenges as long as they are ready to do it together with us. Let's go for a short break.
Hey, another one, don't you? You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie.
Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say, as you big rich so, you not fit do one better thing. With tea, you not the shame.
Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Welcome back. Essentially, there is also teamwork as one of our core values. Teamwork encourages young people to respect others, both young and old. People are bound to have their own perspective on almost every issue because of our different backgrounds. It could be social, it could be economical, it could be political, it could be religious, and even environmental. Always have it at the back of your mind to accommodate logical and superior views or ideas. It doesn't make you any less. Rather, it increases the respect of others for you. At this juncture, let's go for a short break.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back to the fourth segment. We're rolling gradually, and it is our belief that this message is getting into the hearts of young people and the general public. More so, we as young people need to learn to work with others in ways that are not offensive. But if and when we offend any member of our team or the entire team, all we need to do is say we are sorry. But it's also important how you say you are sorry, because how you say it will determine how others receive it. Understanding protocols how to behave within a context, within a circle, is also important to enable you work effectively with the members of your team. Appropriate dress code is important too. Delivering quality work and positively presenting yourself to others makes it easier for others to work with you. Embracing these values, attitudinal change will not only happen, but so too will long-lasting behavioral change occur. These values are not just necessary for leadership. These values are needed for success in today's complex and competitive world. Conclusively, RevEthics Radio Show is a deliberate effort at problem solving and working with young people in our communities and society at large to address those vexed issues that have undermined their ability to reach their aspirations. Thanks for listening to RevEthics, which was brought to you courtesy of Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Yeso-Wike, wife of the Governor of Rivers State. To reach us after this program, please call 0808-917707. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at RevEthics. Until next time, it's me, Amechi Kelechi Justin. Thank you, and God bless.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, na you sabi. If you do bad,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad,
na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person, wahala.
Na you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago.
Na you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad, you. Sister,
now you go take your head and carry amour.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry amour.
If you play person, mago mago.
Now you go take your head and carry amour.
If you give person, wahala oh.
Now you go take your head and carry
amour. Not do bad you.
Now you go take your head and carry amour.
Not play person, why you?
Now you go take.